Good morning. Today is Friday, January the 8th, 8th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Fire Chiefs.
Multitude.
Yeah. God, they're multiplying.
Yeah. Not for long.
Damien, I thought you had the pesticide out.
Just keep increasing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Chief Ken Woods.
Morning.
Soon to be interim chief. Chief Bill Gillespie.
Good morning.
Yes. God, they both are very comfortable with these titles.
Yeah. Been there and seen them.
Uh-huh. let's see if we can find a quote this morning that makes some sense.
That would help.
Oh, this one probably will work. It's an English phrase, borrowed from the Greek.
Okay.
Like a fish out of water.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't have a badge. I'm just kind of like a fish out of water. Oh, boy. Well, you guys seem to have been halfway active in the last little bit, huh?
It's been, particularly yesterday, a hash lab fire in an apartment complex kept us busy. And, again, we're seeing more and more of those types of calls. Major concern for us.
When the troops roll up to that kind of a situation, can you tell? I mean, does it smell different? Does it look different? Are there indicators?
There are at times, you know, where you pull up and you've got a lot of cans of butane around the yard potentially. Yesterday we had, once we got up the stairs, heavy smell of marijuana, real apparent signs of a hash lab. Equipment that's used in that type of operation. So sometimes, depending on smoke conditions, you have a better idea right away. Sometimes you don't know until you get water on the fire. You have burn victims, you know, maybe an indication as well. But we're really taking a hard look at these, and safety of our firefighters is the first thing we're looking at. You know, we can't help anybody else if we put ourselves in danger. So these types of calls, as they become more prevalent, we're instructing our folks to be as observant as they can be, and we're going to take a little extra time to get in there and put water on the fire because of the type of explosive material that could be in there and really be a threat to our firefighters, let alone anybody else.
Bill, I would think, you know, if somebody has a lab, that they're probably going to be doing their best to appear inconspicuous. Having piles of cans around, to me that just seems like it's almost like a calling card.
Yeah, it can be. You know, with the case with this one, we went through yesterday. We got there, and it was one of those that nothing visible from the outside, other than rapid fire growth. But it was lots of butane cylinders and cans upstairs when the crew made it to the second floor.
Oh, so there was an outside then?
Yeah. There was nothing outside we saw. Boom, they went up the stairs, and there it was.
Is that a hazardous material?
Well, is
butane considered a...
You know, it's something that can be used in everyday life, but it is a flammable gas. So, you know, if you're using, I mean, somebody's using it to fill up a little lighter, obviously they ought to be doing it outside. If they're going through the hash production process, quite often they're doing it inside. So they've got all of the stuff being released, and as soon as it catches an ignition source, boom.
KINS News and Information Time is boom, 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to talk shop this morning with the soon-to-be departing Ken Woods and the guy who's stuck in the system, Bill Gillespie from Humblebee Fire.
That's ascending.
Well, that implies that he's going up.
His blood pressure will be.
Yeah,
I can guarantee that.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, you didn't talk about that. You know, you walk along the plank and all of a sudden it flips and you're on the bottom.
Hanging on.
Oh boy. Ken, for you, what is the cool stuff that Bill's looking forward to, whether he knows he's looking forward to it or not? What's the fun stuff of being chief, the stuff that's the most rewarding for you?
You know, the brotherhood of the fire service is a lot of the fun things that we do. You know, it's a lot of the camaraderie, working together for a common goal with others, and then seeing the results when we're out in the community. And for instance, when we go to a fire and we're able to, you know, deal with a situation that is the worst thing somebody could experience, whether they're faced with potential burns, you know, losing all their things very rapidly. We can go in there and make a difference in their lives, and we do that as a team. And that's really part of the best part of being a firefighter, is not only helping others, but doing it with others and doing it in a way that's very satisfying, and you know you're immediately making a difference in somebody's lives in a positive way. And there's a lot of pleasure in that.
It sounds like being a fireman.
It does.
The fireman part. But that's not what the chief is.
No.
It's a little piece of it.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine you guys are pulling hose on a regular basis or training on a regular basis or that kind of stuff.
That part of it, unfortunately, is a small percentage of a chief's time. And as Bill already knows, you know, the meetings, the administration, the trying to deal with budget issues. Right. And, you know, I think we've made a lot of progress in the last 4 years with our consolidation and saving money. And I think we've improved service. But the economic issues that we have, particularly with the city of Eureka and its budget problems, will be inherited by Bill here rapidly. And he's going to have to deal with those and try to deploy the department in a way that's still successful, that gets the job done. And I know Bill's heart is for improving the service and continuing to work on the things that we've done over the last few years and make them better.
Yeah, he just said there. There's a little deer in the headlight look going on right now, guys.
It's just all those things that come together.
But Bill, you've sat in the chair for short periods in the past, whether somebody was on vacation or during turnover.
Right.
Things have definitely changed, though, with the consolidation.
They have.
Ken came from the one side.
Right.
You're coming from the other side. Mm-hmm. Those different perspectives, are they going to balance each other out? Or is it going to be a little bit more challenging, perhaps, for you to understand what the district is doing than it was for Ken to understand?
No, the nice part over the last 4 years is we've gone down the path through consolidation that's helped me is having that involvement on both sides of the table, coming from the city side and understanding some of how the city process works. And then from the start, I started going to the district board meetings and working through being a part of, you know, the budget process with the district so that I could get involved with it and learn about how special districts work, because there are factors that are different with special districts versus municipal cities, you know, where the income stream comes from, how things are allocated, different rules on how monies are used, the ability on a special district that if you, through budgeting and planning and frugalness, you are able to hold reserves. And, you know, it's been refreshing to be able to learn that so that I've got a blend on that going forward to try and help us, like, through that budget process.
So it's kind of the business side of
the business.
The business.
Yeah. The responding to the calls and the training's the fun side, but that's such a small percentage of what we do in the chief role. There's all kinds of things. They talk about the higher you go up, the wider the blinders get. And they definitely do. You see more of the big picture the farther up you go, or the closer you get to the point supporting the pyramid.
Oh, I thought the air just got thinner as you started having brain
too.
Damage.
You didn't have enough to make it work.
Look at the guy at your right.
Good example.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He used to be able to drive himself home. Oh. Because, Bill, you've had the experience, you've been in that part of the building for a fair amount of time. It's not like you're coming in brand new.
Right.
Ken, what do you think his biggest moment is going to be in the first 6 months or so?
Oh, I think it's going to be as he prepares the next budget and as he works on that with the city. And, you know, with consolidation, we've got the district and the city side. The district's in good shape. The district has done a good job of putting money away, having reserves. The city, of course, on the other hand, is really struggling. And we saw significant cuts this year to our operation, Browning Attestation. And as he works ahead with staff to develop this next budget, it's going to be very interesting to see if the city will be able to at least maintain where they are and hold the line, or if there's going to be further cuts coming to the department. And that's going to be the major challenge.
Yeah.
I suppose if you start wearing a red shirt instead of a white shirt.
Either way, they'll be able to see me.
Yeah, you'll have been in budget hearings.
Yeah.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill Gillespie and Ken Woods from the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. Ken, what are going to be your memories? I can remember the first time we met, Zimmer brought you in from the district.
Right.
And it must have been on a day when Eureka Fire wasn't available.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably true.
Yeah. So you'd been here a couple of years already at that point.
Right.
What are you going to think of the area when you guys think back to this time?
You know, it's been a great experience for me starting out at the district and there for 3 years as chief, and then having the opportunity to make the consolidation happen after it was talked about for, you know, 50 years, and being a part of that and really bringing the two fire departments together in a way that I think is, when we started with consolidation, we said it had to be beneficial to both the city and the district. And I think we've really proven that. And we've done that through an improvement in service. We're going and doing so much more than we ever have before. And we're doing in a way that's cost effective. We're saving a tremendous amount of money for the city of Eureka. The district went through tough times years ago when their budget was cut by the state. The district is in good financial footing now, and we're, you know, putting money away for future apparatus facilities. We're able to do that on the district side. Hopefully we'll get there on the city at some time. But being able to put the consolidation, working together with a group of really skilled and good people from both the district and the city, and making it happen is, you know, my best memories. And now being able to work so closely with Bill and know that he's going to be able to continue and will continue this and make things even better than whatever I dreamed and had hoped it would become, he's going to be able to continue that down the road.
So what, Bill, is you're looking at, well, I guess you're probably safe. What do you see from Ken's tenure? I know you've got a bunch of other guys also.
Right.
But during his time.
You know, with Ken, it's been a big piece of it has been that leadership and that vision. You know, we'd worked, it'd been talked about in the community 50 or 60 years about consolidation. And so many times we've been to the table on consolidation, and this time we were actually able, the conditions, the situation was right with the different vacancies. You know, at that point, I was interim fire chief for Eureka, and the timing was right to be able to try and do it again, to go forward. You know, since that time, over the past 4 years, to be able to work closely with Ken, with his leadership, and really as a mentor going forward, to learn more into the processes. I've been fortunate to have a number of great chiefs through the years going forward, and being able to take a piece of each one of those, you know, to look at the good qualities, to look at where the successes were, look at where we've stumbled, and going forward, you know, I mean, to give an idea with Ken, as we were starting down this path before we were together, he came and met, and he said, you know, that he had been approached to maybe be the contractual chief of Eureka Fire Department. And he said at the time, you know, is it right for the department? Is it right for the community? And was it right for me? And if the answer was no to any of those, it was, we're going to step back from it. And absolutely, as I told him at the time, absolutely it's right for the community. They've been asking for it for 50 years. Yes, it's right for the department. The department had to evolve into understanding that. And for me, it doesn't matter whether it's right for me. The first two are what matters. And we went forward from that. And really, you know, I mean, there was change. Anybody with change, you struggle. But being able to go forward and see the department evolve as we went through it, it's been exciting, and it's really been refreshing to be part of that movement. And so much of it facilitated with the idea that Ken had coming into it.
I know this one's going to sound like a goofy, but you guys can play with it.
What are you used to it, you?
Yeah. Thanks. Was it personality driven? Did it get to the point where you needed to have your guys' personalities in there to bring across the final 2 or 3%? You know, that last little thing that was always kind of you couldn't get over, in addition to the timing, in addition to the financial.
I think in this case, the timing coupled with the personalities did help. You know, the ability to look forward to where it could be and what we could make it, I think, really helped.
Yeah, I would agree, you know, that I came in and I was somewhat the outsider. I wasn't from the area. You know, I'd been with the district, but having come from out of the area, I was the unknown and didn't have a lot of ties. And that definitely helped me out to be able to bring both sides together and, you know, continue on then. Here's this vision. It's been there. What makes sense? What's best for the community? And right, when you keep those goals and when that's always at the forefront, then you get there. And eventually we did. And we've proven again that it's been very successful and it's been beneficial. And, and we do that every day. But, you know, being able to just focus on the end game, that this is where we need to go. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Whether it was the issues with retirement systems, whether it was yellow engines versus red engines, you know, all those kind of things that came along. But the goal was the same. Let's improve the service. And that's where we ended up getting.
I'm still disappointed Polka Dot didn't win.
Well, Bill still has an opportunity there.
Yeah.
We can give it our go.
Red with yellow polka dots. Nobody complains. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Ken Wood and Bill Gillespie.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill Gillespie, incoming chief, and that's been formalized, right?
Yeah.
You are the...
Absolutely.
You've already been fitted out for the fancy chief jacket and the fancy chief helmet. And
it's on order.
Okay.
Yeah, all those things that go along with it.
Oh, yeah. Condolences.
Right. Probably a good word.
So, Ken, you're around for a couple more weeks in official capacity?
3 more weeks till the end of the month, and then Bill's the guy.
After that, I know when a lot of department heads leave, there's the consultation, phone call kind of thing. Are you burning the bridge as you leave? So there's no contact?
You're going to be around? I mean, absolutely not. You know, I'll be available at any time for anybody in the department to get a hold of me. And Bill and I have worked so closely together for the last 4 years anyway. We have a great relationship, and not just at work, but we're friends. So, you know, he knows he can call me anytime, and hopefully I'll give him the right answers he needs.
Yeah, might even answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He hasn't let me know that he's going to throw the phone in the river and get a new number. So I think we're good there.
No, stuck in the snowdrift. Yes. I think I don't know. The
don't
bear
know.
Ate
I
it.
Lost it. Somebody took it on the way out of town.
Ken, obviously, I don't have to get into too much of your personal stuff, but what about the folks you've worked with? You talked a little bit about the department itself.
Right.
And you've been here through significant transitions in the city and in the county also.
Right.
Was that all expected? Was that fun? Was that just kind of part of the game?
For me, coming from the Bay Area, you know, one of the eye-openers for me was the small community that everybody is related to everybody else, the understanding those relationships as I went down the road, and that was definitely different, and to maneuver through that at times. But, you know, overall, it's been a great experience. And we working together with a lot of different people, making progress, and there's a lot of satisfaction in that. And knowing that, again, every day when we're out on the streets, when our firefighters are responding to calls, they're doing a great job, and they are helping people, and that's why we enter the fire service. That's what we're all about, and to know it continues, and it's continuing in a way that's more efficient than before is a great feeling.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would definitely do it again. My doctor would probably tell me no, but I would absolutely do it again. It's been a huge learning experience for me. Again, the relationships of working with people who are very dedicated to the job, to the fire service, to the public is fantastic. And it's a job of a lifetime. It really is being in the fire service, and never any second thoughts on that.
So you think you're going to have fun, huh, Mr. Bill?
We're going to try and have fun everywhere we can, and know that there's going to be those hurdles and struggles and everything that goes with it. It's
but you know, you can't leave. you got nowhere to go, man.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, Ken. Thanks for your service here.
Thank you, Brian.
Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.